Hey guys, AJ here, back with another one for you. So guys, you know, we're still talking about single moms because Mother's Day is coming up. Guys, we hear all this foolishness about all these things, single moms, how they don't need men and they're making it. And not only are they not poor, but they're boss babes and they're all, you know, making six figures and outdoing men, right?
I am woman, hear me roar, and numbers too big to ignore.
Guys, anyone who has some sense knows that that's completely and utterly false. These single moms are broke as a joke. Guys, women in general, 304s in general, are broke as a joke, right? And then you add some kids on there? Come on now, right? So guys, we're going to look at how broke some of these single moms are, right? We got some facts here, and then we're going to go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok. But before we do that, guys, like, subscribe, and drop a comment because it really helps keep this channel going. Check out my second channel link in the description, guys. Check out the playlist for more videos about how broke these Theo4s are, guys. I'm on Crumble, so check out the link so you can subscribe to Crumble, guys. I'll be dropping uncensored content over there. And yeah, guys, look at this. Okay, poverty and single moms. This is from the Marriott Alumni Magazine, right? Now, so one type of family that is more likely to be affected by poverty than any other family is single mother families. So today's single mothers head one out of every eight families in the U.S. Well, only 10% of all families in the United States live in poverty. Nearly 40% of single mothers live in poverty right there. 40%. And when was this published? Let's see. Not too long ago, I don't think. Okay. Single mother families are five times more likely to live in poverty than two-parent families. Why do single mother families struggle so much than other families? So the vast majority of single moms work. However, single moms often do not have the education or work experience needed to command a high salary. The average income for a single mother family is only $26,000 a year, lower than the average income for a single father family or a two-parent family. There it is, guys. There it is, right there. Now, guys, let's just go to the dumpster fire known as TikTok and see what these now knuckleheads have to say.
I'm sitting here building my grocery list, and it is a roller coaster of emotions. These grocery prices broad. Are insane. I'm trying to eat healthier and I'm trying to make good choices, but somehow it seems like it's going to be cheaper to go to Taco Bell and order off of the cheap menu every day rather than getting everything I need to make meals. And I don't know about you, but I just don't want to live in a world where I have to choose between a bottle of wine and a sleeve of bagels.
There it is, guys. Right there. Right there, guys. You know that she's trying to be funny. But she's being serious, guys. Between a bottle of wine and some bagels. Guys, these wine moms are off the chain. And guys, who got this thing pregnant?
Carbs or alcohol? What do I do? And then I looked over at my pantry and realized I'm going to end up raising my son in an ingredient household. Snacks? What are those? Who can afford those? This single mama sure as hell can't.
Help. Clown world. Hey guys, her hashtags, inflation 2024, hashtag food prices, hashtag single mom life, hashtag grocery shopping, hashtag carbs are life, hashtag wine is life, hashtag ingredient household, hashtag millennial struggle. Look at that, guys. And the green hair. You know what I'm saying? So guys, she says she has a son. But how much you want to bet in 3 or 4 years she'll have a... You guys. Oh, God, look at that. Clown world.
I always get... You're so pretty. You're such a beautiful girl.
Oh, that's cap.
And trust me, like, I love it. I eat it up. I love it, you know? I take pride in taking good care of myself.
Oh, please, guys.
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray.
If she took pride in taking care of herself, she'd get on a friggin' treadmill, right, guys? These girls have the weaves, the makeup, the eyelashes, all this stuff, but they won't get in the gym. Isn't that funny how that works?
We'll actually be washing my face. I'm not just going to only use these wipes. But today I got paid. My check was a little bit over $2,000. I did 10 hours overtime because that's what I'm allowed to do. And then I got a $24 check from the second job that I just started at the mall. I paid my rent. That was like $1,500. $1,553. I paid my car note. That was $406.
$406 a month for her car payment. Guys, I've never had that high of a car payment in my life. Right? I'm 43 years old. I've had some pretty good cars in my life, but I've either managed to put really, really, really big down payments on them, right? Or if, like, let's just say I got in a car wreck, I just buy a bucket for a while. Guys, $400 a month if you don't have any money. That's a lot of money.
That left me with $81. I went and got gas because I was on E. That left me with $33. And I went to the grocery store to get a can of soup and some bread and some stuff, and so I can eat dinner. And I went to get some Cheez-Its because I love Cheez-Its.
You better get some top ramen. And
they're normally $2.99 a box, but they were like almost $4. And I just... I cry because it's like...
Oh, there go the tears, guys.
No! Nothing! I'm just emotional!
Look at that.
$4? Like, who pays for $4 per box of crackers?
Guys, drop in the comments. In college, or maybe when you first started out in the military or whatever. Guys, young guys, guys, put what you ate when you were young. Guys, top ramen, right? Eggs, if you could afford those, right? Top ramen, just stuff that was like right at the expiration date. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I think when I was in college, I ate eggs, top ramen. I would make like sandwiches, like PB&J, and then like any of the soups that were on sale. You know what I'm saying? You guys, someone put... I know how you feel in her comments. I'm there too, but at least you're able to pay the rent and your car. Some people aren't even able to do that. Rent in Miami is $2,000 for a one-bed bedroom. And guys, her hashtags. Hashtag inflation 2024. Hashtag finance. Hashtag single mom life. Hashtag Sam's Club scan and go. Hashtag Cheez-Its. Look at that, guys. These single moms are cooked, man. They're cooked. Clown world. Jesus. Look at this person right here. Just popped up from the middle of my screen. Guys.
We now come back the portal.
Ha 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 Oh, God. Oh, the best things in life are free, guys. They certainly are.
I know I'm not the only single mom out there who's struggling. It's so hard, right?
Please.
My rent just went way up, and it's now like 68% of my income, which is unlivable.
She said her rent is 68% of her income. Look at that.
I don't have the opportunity to move somewhere else because the rent that I have is the cheapest in the area, really. And it meets the needs of me and my kids. But it's really hard. I need a second job or a different job. When I became single, it was because I needed to, for my own mental and health.
Apparently not, right? Right, guys? This is the perfect example right here. I became single because I needed to for my mental health. Well, how's your mental health doing now, you knucklehead? Now you're out here, you can't pay these bills, struggling to take care of these kids, right? In your car crying, posting it on the internet, expecting sympathy. How's your mental health now? And guys, this is the perfect example of these chicks that think that the grass is greener on the other side. But then they get over there, guys, and figure out there is no grass. Look at that. Yeah, and guys, I hope wherever you are, whoever her baby daddy is, I hope you're living your best life. I hope that you got a nice little one-bedroom, right? You got a couple-year-old car, right? You got a decent job making about $60,000 a year, right? You're keeping up with that child support, but you know what I'm saying? You got a PS5, a flat screen, a fridge full of beer. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're living your best life and people are leaving you the hell alone. Because, guys, this is what happens. This is what happens. Ridiculous. Clown world. Ah, this annoys me so much. Guys, there are hashtags. Hashtag inflation. Hashtag Orlando. Hashtag single mom how. Hashtag rental market. Hashtag struggling. Hashtag I'm trying. Clown world. I told you guys, I told you. Look at this. And guys, single father homes are better than single mother homes. Right? Look at that. Single moms also often find it difficult to work long hours since they must also care for kids. In a recent focus group, single moms agreed that their most pressing challenges are earning enough money to support their families and having enough time to spend with their kids. Now, guys, I've never seen anyone pull single father homes. But, guys, all I've heard about is single dads just make it work. Right? They will take care of the kids and still out-earn single moms. Right? They'll still provide a better environment. Look at that. Other challenges include the lack of time, funds, and support to obtain the additional education necessary to secure a better job. They confront the ever-present dilemma, finding quality and affordable health care. And guys, here, let's just pump the brakes here. Guys, 304s and these single moms and these modern women caused the child care price hike, right? Because guys, back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, there was still traditional women who were at home, and they would take care of the neighborhood kids. Guys, my great aunt watched my siblings and I. My parents gave her, like, you know, $100 a month or whatever, right? And she had a garage that was, you know, finished, so she had carpet there, she had toys, you know what I mean? She would cook food, and she would take care of kids. Like, that was her side hustle, right? But now all these chicks went into the workforce en masse. And then they decided to, oh, wait, now we have a market for daycare. So we're going to charge $2,000, $2,400 for a single kid. Clown world. They lack the formal safety net to guard against economic shock leaving them one accident or illness away from losing everything. The formal safety net meaning marriage, a husband, right? Look at that. Look at that, man. These challenges leave many single moms feeling trapped. Oh, please, guys. Please, get your violins. Look at that, man. Look at that. How to support single moms. Please, no thanks, right? Guys, these numbers are only going to get worse. Worse and worse and worse. Because, guys, we have exalted single motherhood, right? And guys, I'm going to get the race card out, right? Guys, I'm black. And you guys have all seen in the black community. Guys, not only is black culture pushing single motherhood, but guys, corporations picked up on that, and they market our own foolishness back to us. Guys, any type of advertisement for family stuff, you don't see a black mother and a black father and kids. All you see is a mom and her kids, right? Ridiculous. You don't see any prominent black figures calling this out at all. So, all right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Guys, don't date single moms. Don't pay their bills. Don't help take care of their bastard kids. Don't feel bad for them. Don't do it, guys. It's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Guys, this isn't like back in the day where a woman's husband died in a war, right? Or her husband was abusive or left. Now all these girls go out, they get flued out to Miami, or they fly to Vegas with their friends, right? Or Nashville, right? They meet Chad, Tyrone, you know what I'm saying? If they're older, Pookie, Nug Nug. And then 9 months later, you didn't have second thoughts. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom. All right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Like, subscribe, and I'm out of here, guys. Have a good one.